This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
It's great. It's all great. Isn't it, Tess?
Look, I think those last two interviews were just
amazing. Fantastic.
I mean, really
Gino,
good messages.
About, you know, harm reduction, really, and again, you know, if you're going to party, tell your friends what you're taking, be aware of what you're taking, be moderate.
We're not condoning, we're not promoting, we're not telling you to do it, but if you are going to do it...
We want live listeners.
Take a small amount first. Make sure that you're not going to have an adverse reaction. Tell your friends. Make sure people know what you are taking. Do it in the company of the of your friends, the people that you know and trust, and play safely.
Yes. And then Patrick McGorry from Origin, Professor of Youth Mental Health at Melbourne Uni and the National Youth Mental Health Foundation, otherwise known as Headspace.
He actually is the director of Origin. Youth Health, yep,
yeah,
which is based in Parkville.
Yeah.
It's really a statewide youth mental health service.
And he's a former Australian of the Year.
Oh, and he's actually like that brain in mental health, especially youth mental health in this country. He's just done such great work. And his messages were pretty simple as well, weren't they?
They were, and they will be up on podcast soon. Our podcaster, Gordon, is listening in there and he's tapping away furiously.
Good.
Fiona, our producer, is tapping away furiously. Ian, the treasurer, is sitting there looking at the chocolate brownies, wondering whether he can have one.
And wondering where the next dollar's going to come from.
And wondering where he's... Oh, look. You know, the treasurer's always complaining, you know, but I haven't seen the Salvos pulling up with food parcels at his house. And before that, we spoke, in the first hour, we spoke with Doug Fryer.
Yeah, that was a great interview.
Assistant Commissioner wrote in Traffic, Victoria Police.
Yeah.
And Doug, like, actually, I think all our guests voted yes in marriage equality. There you go.
Oh, look, we wouldn't have anybody who doesn't vote yes.
Oh, no, you could have a couple.
Oh, I'm sick of them.
We had Pauline Wedgie. What's her name? Pauline... Well, I call her Wedgie. Hanson.
Wedgie.
She needs a wedgie.
Well, I mean, she's so damn gutless that she didn't even vote.
No,
I mean,
no.
What's that about?
Yeah. Well, it probably involved a multiple-choice question. She couldn't make up her mind because she doesn't have one. We had Dean Smith. That's the treasurer laughing. Am I behaving myself today? I'm not actually, am
no,
I?
No, you're not. Macca, you never behave yourself. What are you talking about? We've had lots of messages from our listeners.
Lots of them. We've even had a couple of people join up.
317, who we haven't actually heard from for a while.
He suggested that they said... Who? Look, I'm saying everyone... suggested that the shirt I was wearing in Hong Kong was so that I could chat people up.
Of course it was. Macca, you're so transparent.
No,
we know exactly what you're up to.
It was a tax deduction.
So 317 wants to know what your wishes for 2018 are for the community.
Okay.
I'm asking you, Macca.
All right. Number one, I want us to organise around our response to what will be, I think, a retrograde report on religious freedom by Philip Ruddock and his fellow travellers.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is going to be a big challenge, not because religious freedom is under threat. Half of it is under threat, the part about freedom, our freedom. And this is going to be used as an excuse by the neocons to turn the clock back.
The neocons. What are they?
The neoconservatives. If they'd believe in a flat earth if they could. Reality is they want to turn the clock back. So religious freedom, my wish is that our community has the same respectful, well-resourced and researched response to this, because believe me, it is going to be a challenge. It is going to be a big challenge. And just remember, everyone, there's nothing worse than being at the barricade behind you and there's no one there. We
I
need
think, Macca,
to
early
be
in the new year, yeah. We should ask Phil Ruddock to actually join us.
Well, yes, Josh Frydenberg has agreed he will talk to us in the new year on.
Well, he's not on the review panel.
No, but he is a minister.
Of course, but we should actually have.
Will Philip Ruddock have time? He only gets about four different salaries at the moment.
The
he
other
gets
person,
his pension, he gets this, he's, isn't he ambassador for something?
The other person on that panel is Frank Brennan, Father Frank Brennan, who's a Catholic priest.
How many on the
priest.
Panel?
Three people.
Three? I think there's more.
Oh, is there?
They wouldn't have one voice of reason out of three. That would skewer the odds too much.
Well, there is no LGBTI person on the panel.
Oh. Oh, because it's not about us, you see.
No, see, so we're not allowed to have a voice on this.
Well, they'd have George Pell on it.
So I think we should actually reach out to the panel. We should start with the chair and potentially with Frank Brennan, who I think has actually engaged with our studio.
So how are they actually going to do the research on this?
I've got no idea.
They're going to have, or is it they're all just going to sit around and
no idea.
Read the Old Testament or something?
No idea. But I do think we should actually make this a priority early in the new year.
Well, I've already a number of our elected politicians I've spoken to, and yes, they're keen to talk about this. So that's my wish. That's what I want for next year, is for us to organise and resist.
Yep.
Because, mark my words, this is going to be a big challenge for us.
So my wish, Macca.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah, I do have one. My wish is that we actually savour what we have.
Actually, sorry, there's one other. I want a digital licence too for the station.
I want us as a community to savour what we have, not take what we have for granted, because we've fought long and hard to achieve what we have, and very easily we could lose it.
Yes.
Very easily. Now, I think about what's happening in the current public discourse. Mm. Marriage equality has actually strengthened the new cons?
Neocons.
Neocons. It has actually strengthened the neocons. Mm. They are fighting harder to erode some of our hard-fought rights, like marriage equality,
yes.
like access to services, like access to comprehensive education. My feeling is that next year things like safe schools will be under attack.
Well, the New South Wales Labor Party leader...
Yes, I know. That was extraordinary.
...has said it's gone, dead, it's never coming back.
Mm.
It's a vote winner, mate.
Mm.
He thinks it's a vote winner, but you know what? It's not. Dog whistling and cat calling are not vote winners for majority governments. Sure, it works for minor parties and fringe dwellers, but, Luke, if you reckon that's going to work, then go down to the shop and buy the hair-restoring fluid because it'll have just about as much effect on the top of your somewhat empty head.
Jeez, Macca. I think that...
It's
that,
Christmas.
I think that safe schools is another subject that we should talk about next year.
Yes.
Because I have a feeling that it is probably under threat. And we as a community...
Well, we need to have
a
chat with Matthew Guy about it too.
He's totally opposed to it, so I don't know what are you going to talk to him about?
I know why.
Well, he's already told us he doesn't believe in it.
Didn't he tell us that it was because he was short at school? He thought he was bullied because he was short. No, he did.
He said that he's fully supportive of an anti-bullying program, but he doesn't believe in the gender-bending
stuff.
That's
what he said.
Whatever that means.
Oh.
Whatever that means. All right, so
he wants unsafe schools.
So my wish is that we actually savour what we have.
Yes.
Continue to fight to protect
Consolidate what we have.
Consolidate, otherwise we'll lose it.
Yes.
And I also want us to continue to be respectful to each other.
Except you and me.
Macca, it's so hard.
You're such a stoic old queen.
Whatever that means, Macca. You're having a go at me, but it doesn't actually stick.
No. So what else?
The year's almost up, huh?
It is.
This is our last show for this year.
No. Well, you and I, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's another. Paul and I are actually doing Christmas Day.
Right.
10 a.m. till noon. And then the 30th, because you're off on one of your regular holidays.
Yes.
As a consultant, he gets all these holidays people.
Yes.
Ian's going with you. I don't know how he gets all these holidays, you know. He's always on holiday, actually.
Well, it's actually a public holiday. New Year's Day.
What, the 30th?
Well, you know, the 30th.
Where are you going?
We're going up north. We're going up to the northern coast.
Oh, you're going up to see Meat Tray?
We are. we have a...
and you're away the 6th too.
Yes, because we come back on the 6th, actually. We don't come back till quite late at night. Oh. So we could actually do a phoner.
Oh, are you flying that cheap airline again?
I don't know. Who are we flying with, Dahl?
Yeah, they're the only ones.
No. We're flying Qantas this time. Oh, right.
He promised me after the Mardi Gras debacle where you got abandoned by Death Star at the airport that he would never fly them again. He lied, didn't he?
There you go. Lovely message from Dee. Lovely to hear from you, Dee. She says she loves it. They love the show. As always, another great year, Tass and Macca. Best thing on Joy, hands down. Dee, we love you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.